Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Come on, choir.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul.
Shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
Come on, choir.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul,
gives us eyes to see and ears to hear. Jesus said it so many times, to those with ears to hear what I say to you. In fact, depend on what I say to you. And he wants to completely wide-eye us, give us wide eyes so that we can see a panorama of who he is today, and to receive all that glory and majesty into our hearts so he can live there and show his light through us every day. Mm-hmm. Every day. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. In the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart, I want to see you, I want to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 to see you high and lifted up. Shining in the light of your glory, pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, 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 'cause you're holy, 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 you are holy, 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 and I want to see you, and you are worthy, worthy, worthy. Worthy, 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 you are worthy, 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 and I want to see you. I want to see you.
Yes.
We stand in awe of your presence.
Yes.
And we seek your holiness. Love it is eternal. The living waters flow from you, Father. Thank you. and we seek your holiness. For your love, it is eternal. The living waters flow from you. And Father, Father, that word glory in God's word, or you sing it when we're singing it together, every time that word comes around, it's all because of the what God wants to do is be seen through us in the physical realm, through his people, through his body. The light that he has needs to just burst through our lives and our lifestyle, our work, the way we handle things and the motives we have and everything. He wants to shine through everything because he created us for that, for his pleasure. And he's pleased when the world sees him through our lives. And so in that context, we all realize that we're surrounded by all kinds of temptations toward the dark side or toward the evil. We have temptations all the time, and the devil never lets up. I mean, he's just doing it all the time. He's throwing things at us all the time just to distract us. And we've lived through a couple of years now of some amazing distractions. And it's all designed to get our eyes off of the Lord and get our lives, our living, our lifestyle to be more in the world than it is in him. And so he wants us to know what the secret is for us to stay standing in our faith and stay strong in our dependency on him, and to continue to listen for his voice and watch every circumstance and see him behind everything that's going on, because he's the doer. He's the only doer in the universe, and he's our Heavenly Father. Amen. So we can come to him boldly into his throne of grace. He's made it possible for us to do that by the blood of his own son being shed for all sins laid on his shoulder. He took away all the sin. And now all we have to do is keep our eyes and our hearts focused on him. And to do that, it's a good thing to remember what his words were, his command, his recommendation, so to speak, but it's more like a command because he wants us to know him. He wants to have us, and he's looking for us to cast ourselves completely on him, to surrender all so that he can be all in all in us and through us. So here's a little secret I made into a song, and that I think you'll want to do it as we sing it today. Your promise is sure, your patience is long, your love is faithful and true. So I will wait and be still and watch your hand fulfill, 'cause it's something only you can do. In the still, I can see you. When I'm at rest, in you I'm strong. And in the sweet still of your spirit, can hear you gently leading me along. Your peace is deep, your smile is wide, joy is full and free. So I will stand by your side, where I'll always abide, 'cause there's some things only you can see. In the still, I can see you. When I'm at rest, in you I'm strong. And in the sweet still of your spirit,
with us as we sing this gospel message in one song. That was a great pathway into his introduction, and he's not ready. I know you know this song. The Gettys wrote it and recorded it, but the gospel message in one song, the whole message is right here that we can boldly proclaim because we know who we're singing to and about. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song, this cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, full
fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save, till on that cross as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain.
Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. Precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry, the final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. Calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.
We stand in him, nothing can take us away from him. Nothing can stand between us and him.
Thank you.
Nothing can divide us and separate us from his love. So we need to know his ways. We need to learn his ways. We need to be still so that we'll learn him, learn his ways, and adopt everything we see. Let the Holy Spirit install in us his character, his nature, his disposition. And it's way different from ours. Believe me, I've had a lot of lessons in that one. But my disposition just always needs to be my dad used to overhaul mom's car's engine, and that's what I need. I need an overhaul every few days, especially when all that stuff happened during the last couple of years. I became angry, and I became so angry that the Lord had to tap me on the shoulder and say, "Terry, we don't need to be angry right now. In fact, you know, you're not in the jungle anymore. You don't have to take anybody out or anything. It's just be still. Be still." And it's all because he's got us in his plan. He's got us in his hands. And he just keeps giving himself into our hearts, into our lives. And this is good news for all of us. He giveth more grace as our labors go. Burdens grow greater. He sendeth more strength as our labors increase. To added afflictions, He addeth his mercy to multiply trials. He multiplies peace, for his love has no limit. His grace has no measure, his power no boundary, known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth. Have exhausted our store of endurance. When our strength has failed, ere the day is half done. When we reach the end of our hoarded resources, our Father's forgiving has only begun. For his love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power no boundary, known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. For his love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power no boundary. Riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. For his love has no limit, his grace has no measure, his power no boundary, known unto men. For out of his infinite riches in Jesus, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. Yes, he giveth and giveth and giveth again. And I see the Lord seated on throne of my heart, and he's exalted. The train of his robe, it fills the temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled. Sing holy.